from the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. It's an extravaganza, people. You never know what's going to happen here on this program. Let's buckle in for the next 3 hours of conversation together. A lot of you folks are on the roads. You're heading out Memorial Day weekend. A lot of you good folks heading down to the Gulf of America for a little R&R. And we're excited that you're along with us. All that to say, a lot of the audience today is mobile. So you guys are traveling here and there. To grandma's house. Anybody going to grandma's house? No, that's for Thanksgiving. Yeah, everybody's heading to the beach. All right. Today also open line Friday, ladies and gentlemen. That's the one day that you get to call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. I want you to write down our telephone number. This, the number, by the way, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Now, we are also, as in honor of Memorial Day, we're going to be tossing out a few trivia questions, and winners will receive a signed copy of my brand new book. It's not even out yet. It'll be out June 17th, but you will be receiving a signed copy of my new book if you're able to correctly guess our Memorial Day trivia questions. That's coming up a little bit later in the program as well. So I want to start with President Trump. I love this man. I mean, what Donald Trump has done for this country, it's immeasurable. And I know there's a lot of hyperbole out there. I know that there are a lot of folk out there across America and in the administration, and they're saying Donald Trump is the greatest president in the history of the republic. And ladies and gentlemen, I don't believe that's hyperbole. I truly believe that President Trump is going to be recognized by historians as the greatest president in American history. And let me explain why. This is a man who is delivering on his campaign promises. This is a man who many years ago, I think you go back 30, 40 years, and you go back to the old Phil Donahue interviews, go back to the Barbara Wawa interviews, go back to, if you watch all of the television interviews with President Trump, even when he was a young guy in his late 30s, early 40s, he knew there were problems percolating in America, that there were issues that needed to be addressed. And I don't believe that 2015 just suddenly happened. I don't think one day Donald Trump just woke up and decided, you know what, I want to be president of these United States. I mean, one of the wealthiest guys in America, one of the most successful television personalities in America. And he could be doing anything he wanted to do with his life in 2015. But I believe that he just did not wake up one day and decide, you know what, I want to be president. I think this was a very long planned event in Donald Trump's life. That Donald Trump wanted to get out there and save his country. I believe that Donald Trump is a patriot. And I believe when he looks back on his life, he realizes how blessed he is. I think when President Trump, you know, looks at the American people, and clearly his family, there were issues within his family. One of his brothers was an alcoholic, and that had a profound impact on President Trump's life. I think what was happening in the Trump family was happening and has happened in many other families, and the president can relate to that. I think the fact that he was one of these guys who wasn't just sitting in some big office tower in one of his beautiful high-rises, but he was out there hanging out with the construction workers. He was out there with the blue-collar guys and gals. And it wasn't some sort of a it wasn't some sort of a phoniness or a fakeness. He wasn't pandering. You know, Donald Trump was just Donald Trump. And, you know, when you look at Trump out on the campaign trail, you understand that. He's the only candidate, hear me on this, he is the only candidate who was his authentic self out on the campaign trail. And I would say this, even Ronald Reagan, who is one of my favorite presidents, I would say Trump and Reagan are my two. Even Ronald Reagan, because Ronald Reagan was a professionally trained actor. He was a man of stage and screen. But Donald Trump, he's just a regular Joe. I mean, yeah, he's a blue-collar billionaire, but he's just a regular guy. So anyway, I think, you know, when you look at what's happening, and I know there are a lot of people upset over the one big beautiful bill. I get that. And man, there is a lot of garbage in that. But it's going to get worked out. I do believe that. And you know why I believe that? Because Donald Trump has yet to lie to the American people. When Donald Trump says he's going to do something, it gets done. But I think Donald Trump, somewhere in his life, realized, had some sort of an epiphany that, you know what? America is the best nation on God's green earth. That America, what we have created here through God's kindness and graciousness, what we have created here, what our founding fathers did, what the pilgrims did, the sacrifices they made to come to this land, it's a remarkable story. It's really almost a biblical story. This is a wonderful place. Even in the worst days of the Republic, it is still the greatest nation on the face of the earth. I love this country. You know, after Fox News, I could have cashed in. I could have got a little retirement condo somewhere down on the beach at Mar-a-Lago. I could have just kicked up. I didn't want to do that because I wanted to make my city, my hometown, the place of my birth. I wanted to make Memphis great again. So I put it all out there. I bought a radio station and rolled up my sleeves and got to work. I decided, you know what? I believe in this radio program. And I hate to tell you this, but there's a lot of phoniness out there in radio world these days. And I don't begrudge those guys. They're all trying to make a paycheck. I get it. But what you hear from me is how I feel. You can agree. You can disagree. It's just how I feel. And I'm not going to sit here for 3 hours and scream at you and cry doom and gloom. Yeah, we talk about the big issues of the day when we need to. But I'm telling you, it's a great country. And there's something about it. And I've always known it was a great country. But it really wasn't until I was at Fox News and was afforded the privilege of traveling to every single state in the union and meeting people from all different kinds of backgrounds. And I'll never forget this. I was in Nashua, New Hampshire. Pardon me, Manchester, New Hampshire. I had just flown up to Boston for the very first time in my life and spent about a week covering some stories in Boston, and Fox said, we need you to drive up to Manchester, New Hampshire. And I remember driving up that interstate to Manchester, and as soon as I crossed the state line, it was like everybody was driving pickup trucks. They had gun racks. There was a NASCAR track that they were advertising on a billboard and a big sign that said Cracker Barrel, next exit. I thought, geez, Lou, what happened? I went through a time warp, and I thought it was in Birmingham, Alabama. But I realized as I was walking around meeting all of these people in New Hampshire, by the way, do you people know that in New Hampshire, just as a brief aside, you know, here in the South, we have like little deer crossing signs or, you know, I don't know, possum crossing signs. No, we don't have possum. No, I think the possums are on their own. Anyway, up there, they have something called moose crossing signs. You don't want to come across a moose, people. I'm telling you, that'll put a dent in the Buick. So anyway, I'm riding around up there, and I'm meeting all of these people, and I realize, wait a second. These people could be Southerners. I mean, they talk funny. They got weird accents up there, but they could be Southerners. And then I went out to the Midwest, and I'm like, well, wait a second. They think the same way we do. And then I went out to the West Coast, and I realized that the media has been perpetuating this lie on the American people that we are all divided. And I don't really believe we are. I think by and large, all of us believe and cherish in the same values. And Donald Trump saw that. I don't know how he saw that. Maybe it was through The Apprentice and getting out there and meeting people. I don't know how he was able to do it. But he did. He realized that we are really a united group of people. We are the United States of America. The problem is you've got the media and the Democrats that are trying to divide us. And the reasons why are nefarious, and we talk about that a lot on this program. But I just want you to know something. No matter how bad things may be in America, no matter how bad things get, it is still the greatest place on the face of the earth. I love this country. And you know why? Because you can come here with nothing in your pocket. You don't even have a single penny in your pocket. But that's okay, because with some hard work and determination, you can live, you can claim your American dream. And we know that to be true because it has happened over and over and over and over again in this great country. It happened to me. I love this country, and I am so thankful and blessed for everything, but nothing's been handed to me on a silver platter. I've had to work my rear end off, my blessed assurance off, to get what I've got in this world, and I wouldn't have it any other way, and I know many of you wouldn't have either. So all that to say, when President Trump realized what was happening in our universities around the nation, but predominantly in the Ivy Leagues, when President Trump realized that our universities were being used, they had been taken over, and they were being used to turn brother against brother, father against son. They were being used to sow division and hatred in this country. Donald Trump decided to do something about that. And that's what is happening. And there's a lot of anger and frustration over what he announced yesterday when the president announced that, or the Department of Homeland Security announced, that international students would no longer be allowed to attend Harvard. And the fact of the matter is, almost a quarter, or pardon me, over a quarter of the student population at Harvard, are you ready for this? Over a quarter are international students. And what they were doing, what the university, they were bringing in, and I'm not saying every one of these international students is an anti-Semite, is a Jew hater, but a good many are. And we were importing all of that. Harvard was importing all of these people, and they were sowing seeds of division and hatred and violence and jihad on American soil. Now, the administration gave Harvard an opportunity to fix all of this, but they refused to do so. Harvard said, no. We believe that Jew haters have a right to be educated. They simply turned a blind eye to the attacks on Jewish students. And so now there's a price to pay. I don't believe it's enough. Not only should we be banning international students, and by the way, are you ready for this? Over a quarter of Harvard's student body is international. When you look at the Ivy Leagues, it's about 15% overall. When you look at our taxpayer-funded, almost 5 to 10% of the student population is international students. Why are we educating these people here when we ought to be educating American kids? Because every single student who is enrolled at Harvard or these public universities is a student that was denied a place, an American student that was denied a place, which quite frankly is not a bad thing now, which is why we need to be supporting universities like Liberty University. They're churning out great American patriots, people who can think with their minds. So look, I've got a lot to say about this, and it's what Trump is doing here. He is trying to save the republic by stopping universities like Harvard from infecting the rest of the population with this Jew hatred. And dare I say this, and I know we're not supposed to talk about this, but we have to. As much as the universities and the academic world are attacking Jews, they've been doing that to Christians for a very long time. And nobody wants to talk about it. We're not allowed to talk about that. The Christians just get what they deserve. Those Jesus lovers. That's true. That's how they think. I'm just telling you. I'm a Baptist. I see it. Those ignorant people, those church people. Well, and yeah, that's us. All right, we got to take a break. It is Open Line Friday, 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. Now, he didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Mike created the best bed sheets ever. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which is crucial for my busy schedule. Now, Mike is offering the best deal on his Giza Dream bed sheets. Any size, any color, just $49.98. That's right. You can even get the Queens, Kings, Split Kings, and Cal Kings. Any size, any color, just $49.98. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. Also, for a limited time, when you order over $100 in merch, you're going to get $100 in free digital gifts. Call 1-800-839-8506. Use the promo code STARNS or go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code STARNS for the amazing offer of $49.98 on the Giza Dream Sheets, any size, any color. That number again, 1-800-839-8506, promo code STARNS. All right, welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show, Memorial Day weekend edition. Let's go to our phone lines here and say hello to Robert in Jackson, Tennessee, listening to us on the great WTJS. Hi, Robert. What's on your mind today?
Well, of course, many things on this beautiful day the Lord has made, but, you know, I saw your post about a little blue-haired lady, but a little lacy. An older blue-haired lady picked on a senior citizen like me wearing a MAGA hat. And I want to tell you, in Jackson, Tennessee, there are several of us already wearing Vance 2028 caps.
Wait, you're telling me that we're not even at the midterms yet, Robert, and you're telling me that there's already 2028 campaign apparel being worn in Jackson, Tennessee?
Yes, sir. There's a guy up here who can get it. And he's retired like I am, and we're wearing them and wearing them proudly.
So I take it you're a big J.D. Vance fan.
I think he'll be the next great thing for America.
You know, he's a young guy. He's 41 years old, J.D. Vance, and he's the first millennial to be elected vice president.
I think he's what I call, like a lot of us in the South, it came from meager and modest roots. He's a self-made man.
Yes, sir.
He's a veteran. So I served my country, and I grew up a little blessed, more than him maybe. My dad, though, grew up sharecropper's son. So he was blessed and made a good living.
Robert, most of us in the South, we're just about a generation or two removed from working in the fields, most of us Southern folk.
That's true. That's true. And, people who come here from other countries, they go through some of the same experiences, and we feel for that. I just want to come here legally, come here properly. And I want to finish up real quick. I saw, you talked about it.
10 seconds.
These colleges that take federal money have got to stop allowing racist bigotry on their campuses.
Yes, sir. Well done, Robert. Yeah, the computer likes to cut us off here, so I completely agree with you. They've got to stop it. And again, one of the big issues we've had in this country, race has always been that third rail, and that's why the media loves to use it. The professional, race agitators, they love to use race to try and divide us. We're just not as divided as they're telling us. Got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or someone you know were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma within the past 20 years, listen up. You could be entitled to significant compensation. For years, the weed killer Roundup was used in homes, farms, and gardens. And now studies have proved a direct link between Roundup and this deadly cancer. So, if you or someone you know have been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, call us and find out if you qualify for a cash settlement. Call 800-266-6200. That's 800-266-6200. Time to file a claim is running out, so don't delay. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can find out if you qualify for a monetary reward. Call 800-266-6200. That's 800-266-6200. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Very happy to have you fine folk with us. I have a question, and this is a genuine question, something that our good friend Tim Burchett brought up out on. He was stopped. That weird dude that does the Jesse Waters interviews on the street. Who is that guy? You guys know who I'm talking about here? I'm not saying he's weird. He's just, I don't know. It's a weird accent. I don't know. Hello, I'm working for Jesse Waters, and I have a question for you. I don't know who the guy is, but anyway, the voice is a little weird. I'll just say that. Anyway, that's who interviewed Tim Burchett, and he was running down. You know how Burchett is. He's just wandering around. He's always ready with a pithy comment. And the guy comes running up, Congressman Burchett, Congressman Burchett, Jesse Waters has a question for you. And so anyway, here was the question. Cut six.
It says men should not drink out of straws in public or at all.
I don't drink out of a straw, brother. That's what the women in my house do.
So, no, I told you that's what the guy sounded like. I know, I'm just saying, it's just you don't hear that kind of an accent down here in the southern states much. So anyway, Tim Burchett was asked whether or not can we play that one more time? I'm just curious why that question of all questions came up.
It says men should not drink out of straws in public or at all.
I don't drink out of a straw, brother. That's what the women in my house do.
All right. Dylan is on a mission trip to a foreign country right now. So we have our good friend Parker May, who is back from college, and Parker's been with us for years now. And Parker, I'm curious, you're a guy, and I know you date and you're out there, and I'm just curious, are you a guy that, do you agree with that? Do guys drink with straws?
That's just such a random comment. Like, it goes back to what you're saying, like, how does that question even come up? But I do feel like guys drink with straws. I don't know. That's something I've never thought about.
You see, I don't. As a matter of fact, I go to this one place in Germantown where I normally have dinner, and it's called the Moon Dance. It's actually a great, great restaurant. But every time they bring me a refill, they put a straw there. By the end of the, I'm a heavy tea drinker. By the end of the dinner, I've got like 12 straws just piled up. I'm like, you know, you would think they would kind of clue in. But I am curious, ladies, gentlemen, is this true? Men, do you drink out of straws, or do you, and what do they even call it? Is it raw dogging the tea glass? Is that what they call that? Or is that the appropriate terminology?
I don't think so.
Okay, so I take that back. It's not raw dogging. Whoops. That may be something else. Something you cannot do with a mason jar, by the way. So anyway, I'm just curious. Ladies, is this true? Men, is this true that men are not supposed to drink with straws? Because normally I'm just like, you know, belly up to the bar. I'd like a sweet tea, please. The house wine of the South. And so they, you know, the bartender, he just shoves the mason jar down, and I love drinking out of a mason jar. So they shove it down to you, and I always take the straw. There's always a straw in, and I always take it out. I will say this. One time, what was it? Oh, it was a milkshake, and you got to have a straw with a milkshake. It was a paper straw, and the entire thing, just one slurp, and the entire paper straw just disintegrated. I got problems with that. As a matter of fact, I do believe that President Trump, and this is one of my great disappointments with the Trump administration, there should have been an executive order outlawing. I'm not talking about giving people a choice. I think we have to outlaw paper straws for the good of the republic. I think we could lose the country if we don't outlaw paper straws. So anyway, and codify it. Just get Congress back. We can do it lickety split. So anyway, I'm curious here. Congressman Tim Burchett from Tennessee says that only women drink from straws. So does that make you less of a man if you're sucking on a straw? Oh, yeah. In that context, raw dogging is the inappropriate word. Gotcha. It took me a second, Parker. Thank you. Let's go to the phones here. Joe from Ellijay, Georgia, listening to us on WTUN. Joe, I got a question for you, and it's a personal question.
Yes, sir, Todd.
Are you a straw man? Do you drink from a straw there, Joe?
No, Todd, I do not. I do not, and I want to say I totally agree with you. I think Trump is the best leader in world history, and I think this big bill will pass, and I think it will give us the best economy and stock market in world history. And I also agree with you. My favorite president is Donald John Trump, and my second favorite is Ronald Wilson Reagan.
Can we get back to the straws for a minute, though? Can we get back to these straws here? Joe, did that ever catch on, the whole paper straw movement down in Georgia?
I've never used them. I mean, I say I've never. I've probably used it a few times, but I don't, as a rule, ever use one. In fact, I'm not even offered one places I go, and that suits me because, I mean, I don't have anything against them. I just don't use them myself.
No, I just have a problem with men slurping and sucking on a straw. That's, you know, it's just, yeah. I don't know, it's a little unseemly. I don't think back in the day, Bear Bryant walking the sidelines of the University of Alabama would be, you know, using a straw to drink Gatorade or booze.
I agree. I don't think Bear would either. As a Georgia Tech fan, we lost to him a lot of times. He was a great, great coach, as you know.
Well, I don't mean to disparage your alma mater, but Georgia Tech loses a lot.
That's right. You're right.
Sorry.
We got to get better, Todd. We're working on it.
It's all good. No, Joe, look, back to President Trump. Again, yeah. I love our country, and one of the challenges within our party, and I get it. I understand where all of the naysayers are coming from, you know, that are, you know, Senator Ron Johnson right now out of Wisconsin, he's pitching a fit over the one big, beautiful bill. But we've got to be patient here and just trust that Trump knows what he's doing.
Well, I think he does, Todd, and I think it will pass. And I think it'll give us the best economy. I love the stock market and the stock market in history. So I'm extremely excited, and I think working with Musk, cutting waste, man, I'm all for that, too.
All right. Joe, it's good hearing from you. Are you back from Sea Island? Are you back in Ellijay?
I'm in Sea Island. They love you down here, and they love Trump down here. That's where I am right now. I think it's the best resort in the world with the best staff. It's a great place, Todd. You need to come down sometime.
Joe, you know what? We're trying to get a direct flight from Memphis International. If I can, I'll be down there.
Okay, my friend. Keep up the great work, Todd.
All right.
You're the best friend of the taxpayer.
Joe, you're a great man, and thank you for calling in and enjoying Sea Island. What a beautiful area, by the way. I was just texting with one of our former staffers who moved to Branson, and I'm actually planning a little vacation trip out to Branson, so that's going to be a lot of fun. So there you have it. Joe from Ellijay says you can't be a real man if you drink from a straw. I mean, I'm paraphrasing. But so apparently this is a big controversy now. Mediaite is weighing in. He was also asked if men should not eat soup in public. What is this all about? Oh, that's coming from Senator John Kennedy. So there you have it. Jesse Waters, though, has rules for men. He said men should not have male best friends. He was also asked about whether or not men should cross their legs. It depends on if you're in the South or not. I think most Southern men do cross their legs. It's a Southern thing. Anyway, 901-260-5926. The New Republic says Tennessee congressman roasted after saying straws are for women. with the subheading, "Fellas, is it gay to use a straw?" It's great. The New Republic writing, "In a strange appeal to a right-wing conception of masculinity, Congressman Tim Burchett proclaimed that he does not drink any liquid out of straws because he is a masculine man and straws are for feminine women." Oh, my Lord. You got to love America, ladies and gentlemen. And you see, yet again, the fact that we can have a debate over whether or not men should suck or slurp from a straw makes us a great, great society. All right, let's go to the phone lines, 901-260-5926. It is Open Line Friday. Let's say hello to Mike in beautiful Jackson, Tennessee, home of the Rockabilly Hall of Fame. Hi, Mike. What's going on?
Hey, how's it going this fine morning here in Tennessee?
Well, I am glad to hear it. You know, it's we've been through these. We had like tornado season, and it was a little bit longer than normal. So it is very nice to a very pleasant outside.
I know. I wanted to, well, two things. First of all, just remind people Memorial Day is about those that gave the ultimate sacrifice to allow our freedoms. And, you know, we're there to, you know, we should share our memory and for all of those that gave everything that they could. That, I think, is important on Memorial Day. The next thing was, you know, this whole controversy about ultra-processed foods and everything. Well, it kind of dawned on me back in the day, you remember Philip Morris, the tobacco company, and, of course, the addictive properties of nicotine, which was very well studied. And we're starting to see the same parallels and the same game plan with this ultra-processed food, with the sugars and everything else. And on top of that, you know, Philip Morris bought Nabisco and in 2000, and then they rebranded their name to kind of distance themselves about the tobacco. And those parallels are right there. You know, you get kids addicted to sugar, you're not getting them off. So, you know, I think that's something that most people don't really realize. But I'd just like to get your comment on that.
Well, look, Mike, yeah, I would agree that, you know, tobacco is addictive. So is alcohol. Just about anything can be addictive. Ho-hos, Twinkies. I mean, you know, there are a lot of, I've noticed something. I always kind of chuckle when I hear the grossly, morbidly obese preachers, you know, preaching against the sins of alcohol and tobacco use, when in fact they just kind of gloss over the part about gluttony. But to your point, I don't think this is about intentionally getting people hooked on things. I mean, it may, but when you look at these ultra processed foods, you have to go back and, you know, go back to the beginning of all of that. And the whole reason they put all those things in the food is for it to be more convenient for the consumers, more palatable with the added ingredients. And it's also incredibly, incredibly profitable. And I think that's really the bottom line.
I agree with you on that, but, you know, I guess my thing is if you can make a Fruit Loop outside of the United States, which, you know, doesn't have the exact same color but tastes good with natural whatever, versus everything that they put in here, and then let's look at what the lobbyists do to the U.S. government. They don't want any of that to change. And I do understand what you mean about profitability on it, but again, you know, the parallels to me are exactly with the tobacco industry. Now, listen, I'm the first guy that, hey, I'll eat a bowl of Fruit Loops. I love them. Just kind of wish maybe, you know, I didn't get different colored, you know, strong colors that go into them. But
well,
I just thought it was very interesting.
Yeah, I'm with you, Mike.
Branding.
No. Look, here's the deal. And I don't, this is just between you and me, so the rest of the millions of people listening just don't pay attention for a minute. But I've decided, I got to embrace the MAHA movement. And I'm taking it slowly, you know, but I'm going to try to trim down, you know, and I don't want to take any of the drugs, you know, that cause your face to melt. I have been taking Calitrin, which is an all natural supplement, and it's pretty amazing. But the point of that is I have really, thanks to RFK Jr., I have really been very careful now about reading the ingredients and reading the labels. And I will tell you that, you know, farmers markets are opening up in our community, in our area. You better believe I'm going to be going down there and getting as much food for my pantry and my refrigerator as I can from local farmers. And I would just encourage people to start doing that. You know where your food's being grown. I think that's an important concept, and we've lost sight of that in the country.
I think I'll just do one more comment. If you read the ingredients, as you said, and you can't pronounce them or they're longer than the Magna Carta, you probably shouldn't be buying it. Go for the natural, you know.
There you go. There you go.
And by no means I'm not like, like let's eat tree leaves or that sort of thing.
No.
I think that we could do a way better job.
All right, yeah. No, I hear you, and I do shop at Whole Foods, but I also park in the EV parking lot, so it's closer. It's right up front, so, you know, I do that. Mike got a run. Thank you for that, though. But, yes, I think we all have to do that, and, you know, it's a personal decision. But, you know, you do wonder, okay, are all of these things they're putting into the food, are they really making us sick? You know, are they poisoning us? And, you know, you got to ask that question. All right, we've got a trivia question, by the way, to throw out here. Our first one of the day, Memorial Day, originally established to honor fallen soldiers from which war? Which war? Was it the Revolutionary War? Was it World War I? Or was it the Civil War? 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. If you've won in the past, you got to take a pass here. So we need new folk trying their hand at trivia. We'll be right back.
Hey, y'all. Life's journey is filled with change, growth, and exciting new chapters. Whether you're welcoming a new family member, stepping into a new city, or chasing after your biggest dreams, you need a ride that's built with more space for the grand challenges ahead. The Toyota Grand Highlander is made for those who embrace every twist and turn. With advanced safety features, innovative tech, and a bold, sophisticated design, it's the SUV that adapts with you with room to spare. This spacious beauty seats up to 8, gives you up to 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space, and has a diverse engine lineup, available in gas or hybrid options, including the powerful 362-horsepower Hybrid Max. Plus, available all-wheel drive means you'll have confidence no matter where life takes you. Ready to take on your dreams? The Grand Highlander is more than a vehicle. It's your partner in embracing all life throws at you. From daily routines to unexpected adventures, it's up for every grand challenge. Learn more at toyota.com/Grand Highlander. Toyota, let's go places.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back. We're having a debate among the staff how you would drink a smoothie. I don't think men drink smoothies. I think we settled that argument. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. We have a trivia question on the table. Let's say hello to Lacey in Texas. Hi, Lacey. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Lacey, doing well. Here's the question. Memorial Day, originally established to honor... Oh, you know, do me a favor, Lacey. Turn down your radio so we don't get some of that feedback. There we go. Memorial Day, established to honor fallen soldiers from which war? What war, Lacey?
I said World War I.
Oh, no. That is not correct. Sorry about that, Lacey. Let's go to Ken in Virginia. What war are we talking about, Ken?
Well, I thought it was the Revolutionary War, but...
No. That is not right, Ken, but good guess. Let's go to Bill in North Carolina. Bill, Memorial Day, originally established to honor fallen soldiers from which war?
Easy, Todd. The War of Northern Aggression, I'd say. It was the Civil War.
Yes, you are. It was the War of Northern Aggression. Yes, it was. Bill,
yes, it was, and it started in Petersburg, Virginia, about a year later. The Ladies Memorial Association was founded. They went out and decorated the graves around Petersburg in Blanford Cemetery, and Mrs. Logan, who was the wife of General Logan, the head of the Grand Army of the Republic, a northern organization, saw this, took it back to her husband, the general, and he issued General Order 11 and made it a holiday before it became a federal holiday.
And the rest is history. And now you know the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey used to say. Hey, Bill, hang tight. You've just won a copy of Star Spangled Blessings, Devotions for Patriots. By the way, folks, you can go right now and pre-order a copy of my brand new book at your favorite bookstore. We'll be right back, America.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
You know, we were talking in the last hour about Congressman Tim Burchett suggesting that, well, he just said that real men don't use straws. So a couple of weeks back, we were talking about potato chips. I have no idea why we were talking about potato chips. But I mentioned at the time that there used to be a brand of potato chips, and instead of being in a bag, it actually came in a canister. And I was just wondering if anybody actually, you know, still ate Charles chips. And sure enough, during the break, just right as soon as we hopped off the air for the top of the hour news break, a gentleman who is the president and publisher of The Best Times, which is a great, great magazine here in the Memphis area, James Grubbs. Mr. Grubbs dropped by an entire canister of Charles chips, which I'm actually holding up for our TV audience to see. We've also posted some photos over on our social media platforms, and you can access those over at toddstarnes.com. Anyway, he sent me a note. He said, "Real men eat potato chips." Yes, they do, Mr. Grubbs, and we thank you so much for your kindness, and the chips are delicious. The staff is scarfing them down. All right, welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Very happy to have you with us on this Memorial Day weekend edition of the program. I want to go right away to our, before we go to our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, I want to play some audio from Houston, Texas. A man brutally assaulted an elderly man with dementia. And I want you to hear what happened to this guy. Cut number one.
A man beats an elderly victim to the ground for trying to get into his car in December 2023 at La Michoacana Food Store in North Houston. That victim's family says he was simply confused because he has Alzheimer's. The man in the red here is Trayvon Lockridge. He was arrested, but his bond was then lowered and he posted it.
And of course he gets out and he's out and, you know, now he's wanted again.
Wanted for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and a shooting.
So the local report there from the Fox station, the guy was arrested, $1 million bail. The judge lowered the bail to $20,000. The guy was able to get out of jail, turns around, and he brutally attacks a woman. And now he faces new charges. This is nothing new. We've seen the same thing happen in Memphis, Tennessee. A couple of days ago, they held a big press conference announcing dozens and dozens of people had been arrested. It turns out most of those people were already back out on the streets. Well, let's go to our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line and say hello to the morning show host at our great affiliate, Patriot Talk 920 in Houston, Michael Wilson. Michael, good to have you with us today.
Good to be here, Todd. Thank you so much for having me. What's going on?
So look, this is an insane story. This guy, $1 million, they slash his bail to just 20 grand, and he was walking the streets.
Yes, and unfortunately, the craziest part of this story is that it's not crazy. If you spend any time in Houston or any time in the political landscape in Houston, unfortunately, the reality is that happens all the time. I'll give you another story just so you know. Just last week, I reported on this story, but we had a guy here who's now 24 years old, or maybe he's 21 years old now, and a few years ago, he was charged with murdering his 15-year-old sister. He was already out, by the way, on a PR bond, which in Texas, bonds $0. He just got out, assuming he would follow his court orders, didn't follow them, killed his sister, was rearrested. His bond was set at $500,000. He had seven new bond hearings where it was lowered seven times to $35,000. He got out, and now he's committed more aggravated robberies. And so this, unfortunately, is a very common story here in Houston. I think we had over 200 in the last 5 years, over 200 homicides in Harris County were done by people who were out on bond for violent crime.
So what's the issue here? Are you guys just electing far leftist George Soros type people in the prosecutor's office?
Yeah, so our district attorney, Sean Teer, interestingly enough, was actually funded by George Soros. We also have a very large problem, unfortunately, with activist judges, which is why on the bright side, Greg Abbott has been really pushing for bail reform in our Texas House and the Texas Senate. Unfortunately, we have enough rhinos that we were only able to get one of those bail reforms passed. But Lord willing, in the coming years, we've got a lot of work ahead of us. But here at Patriot Talk 920, we're doing everything we can to work with the legislators and work with our local officials to get that changed, because it's become a real raging problem.
You know, I'm curious about that because, and we just call it like we see it here on this program, the reality is the other talk radio networks there in the Houston area are all owned by the conglomerates. And they're not allowed to really talk about the issues that we talk about on this radio program. And I'm wondering, you know, again, with what's been happening at Patriot Talk 920 and the incredible growth and success, I mean, you guys are able to talk about those issues that are on the minds of Houstonians.
Yeah, and it's interesting, Todd, because I would consider myself, compared to the mainstream conservatives, is rather radical. And it's funny because every conversation I've ever had with people that listen to my show, I expect a lot more pushback, but I get calls from people, just average citizens that are listening to our station in Houston all the time. And almost every single call I've gotten has been, I never expected in my life to hear this over the radio waves, because everyone's had to abide by the status quo because of who owns what. They're all corporate owned, and they have to toe the party line for whatever the corporations say. That's not the case at Patriot Talk 920, and that's certainly not the case on my show.
No, no, no. And you guys have been massive proponents, I say, of the Second Amendment, and I say you guys are probably the safest radio station in America.
Yeah, and we did that intentionally. We know that there's a growing problem. I mean, if you look over in Europe, there was a recent immigration attack where you had an illegal immigrant in the UK who attacked a woman, and they've so bogged down in the mainstream people's opinions that this woman's response to being stabbed by an illegal immigrant was, I think we should start thinking about banning and blunting kitchen knives.
What? Are you kidding?
And we realized that, unfortunately, sometimes we feel very safe in America or in Texas, but Europe didn't used to be that way either. And if we don't have people who are willing to stand up when it's hard and when it requires sacrifice and when it means not towing the party line and not being corporately owned and not getting certain sponsorships, those things are not what matters to us. What matters to us is preserving what we have.
Yeah, exactly. And again, I think this is one of the reasons why people and you know, we hear from your listeners all the time on our national show. And I can tell you it is so refreshing in the Houston market to have a radio station that's not afraid to talk about the big issues of the day. And you guys do it every single day. And, Michael, I have to imagine it's been so exciting to see the massive growth at Patriot Talk 920.
Yeah, and it's also been exciting to see all the different people that we're meeting that we didn't have before. Like, I'm on Memorial Day, actually, I'm going to do a live show at Trump Burger in Kima. I'm sure you've heard of that business. It's massively blown up, and they want to work with us as opposed to other radio stations. And it's crazy to us, but the large thing we've noticed has been twofold. And one, you've really harped down on it, and I appreciate that, which is that, of course, no other radio stations are willing and able to talk the way that we do. But that actually falls also into the local problem. My show is about 85% local news and politics. And that's another comment that I frequently get from our listeners is, like, we don't have anywhere to turn. A lot of the local hosts at other stations spend maybe 5 minutes of their show on a local story, and then they hop on over to other news. And we at Patriot Talk 920, we believe that impacting the culture is our goal. That's our aim. And we'll do whatever we have to do to keep doing that.
Oh, I love that. Can we talk about this Trump burger? I've heard this before from you guys. So this is like a real deal burger joint, right?
Yes. And actually, I would, and this is high praise for myself, not prideful, but I would consider myself a burger connoisseur. And I will tell you, genuinely, I'm not harping on anything. I'm not adding anything in. But I'll tell you that Trump Burger actually makes a very good burger.
Really?
And every burger they have has Trump stamped right on the top. There's Trump memorabilia everywhere. They got a live dance. They got a live music stage, games in the backyard for kids. I mean, it's actually an incredible spot. And it's right there on the boardwalk in Kima. It's actually very cool.
Wow. So Trump Burger, is there anything on the menu that you would recommend?
Definitely get a burger. They also have the chicken sandwich. They had something else that was, I don't remember the exact name, but it was very funny, and I'm going to butcher trying, but it was the Kamala something or other, And the joke was that it was like $80 for a single burger because of what she would have done to inflation.
And there was,
and they say it's out of stock.
And there was probably no meat. It was just, you know, a nothing burger.
Yeah, it was a nothing vegan burger, probably.
Ooh, yeah, I believe that. This is great. Is the cheese orange? I'm just asking.
I think it is a little orange. I know it's a little orange tint in there. Maybe that's an extra little theme in there that they got going on.
Some Cheeto action. I love it. I love it. All right.
Well, what though?
Yeah.
On that note, just real quick, I want to note, I have long said that the culture is not only going to be won by politics, but in the mainstream. And that's why I've said, like, I love what Trump did with the Gulf of America. I think it's actually important that we have pride in our country and in our things. And so when I see Trump burger, a lot of people said, it's just a gimmick. And I say, it is a gimmick. But it's a gimmick that matters because people are seeing it every single day.
Wow. All right. We want people to call in. If you've been to this Trump Burger place, and I understand they have, a couple of locations around the Houston area. Is that right?
They do. They got one up in Belleville. They got one in Kima. And they've got like a drive-through style right by where our actual studio is.
Oh, that would be dangerous if they did that here. We're between two barbecue joints. And so it smells like something smoking every time I step out of the building. Wow, this is terrific. And well, Michael, look, we always appreciate hearing from you guys, and you're doing great work. You've got some incredible, incredible listeners, and we love hearing from them on the national show.
Awesome. Well, Todd, I want to thank you so much for having me on. It's always a pleasure to come on here and talk to a like-minded conservative. There's few enough of us as it is.
All right, Michael Wilson, everybody, the lone conservative. You hear his voice every morning in Morning Drive on Patriot Talk 920 there in Houston. All right, folks, we've got to take a quick break. We got to get one of these Trump Burger joints in Memphis. That's what we've got to do. I've heard nothing but great things about this restaurant, and it just sounds like it. I mean, how can you not smile when you're going to Trump Burger? I mean, really, come on. All right, as we mentioned, it is Memorial Day weekend, and we're going to do some trivia. You know, I've got a brand new book coming out June 17th. It's going to be so much fun. It's called Star Spangled Blessings, Devotions for Patriots. And this is a fun story book. You're going to love it. You're going to learn a lot about America. And you're also going to be encouraged and challenged on how we as Christians can be great citizens. So I hope you get a copy of it. But somebody's about to get an early edition of the book if you get the question right. How many stripes are on the American flag, and what do those stripes represent? How many stripes on the American flag, what do those stripes represent? 901-260-5926, our number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show, broadcasting border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain. By the way, we're adding a new station in Texas. I don't know what's going on in Texas, but, man, we're starting to spread like wildfire. So we'll be telling you more about that here in the coming days. Let's go to Bonnie, listening to us on Patriot Talk 920. Hi, Bonnie. How are you today?
I'm marvelous. I was so excited when y'all mentioned Trump Burgers because they're an awesome little restaurant to go to.
Is that right? So you've been to Trump Burgers?
Yeah, I'm in San Leon. I'm right down the road from Kima, where Trump Burger is. And I've been to the one in Belleville. It's been there, I think, since Trump's first term.
Is that right? Wow. So I understand you live pretty close by the restaurant.
Yes, I do.
All right. Well, Bonnie, you are a blessed lady. What can I say? All right, we're going to try to win you a prize here, Bonnie. We're talking about Memorial Day. I had to find my I had to find my questions, which I now have in my hands, stained by those delicious potato chips from Charles Chips, by the way. All right, we're talking about the American. By the way, before we do that, Bonnie, do you remember that back in it was like in the 70s and 80s, everybody had the Charles Chips tin canisters?
I do remember that. I just turned 70. There's a lot of things I remember.
Wow. Well, you know, that was back in the day, and you could always tell if somebody was like, you know, highfalutin. We got our potato chips came in like the bag. But if we went to somebody's house that was like, you know, a banker or somebody wealthy, they would bring out the tin can, and you're like, oh wow, they got some money in the bank. Bonnie, let's try to win you the prize. How many stripes on the American flag?
13.
And what do those stripes stand for?
They stand for the 13 colonies. The red stands for valor. And the white stands for purity. And I've known since I was a small child how blessed I was to be born in America.
Well, Bonnie, I'll tell you, I grew up as a kid listening to Rush Limbaugh. And by the way, you are absolutely correct. So don't hang up, Bonnie, because we want to get your info. I remember as a kid listening to Rush Limbaugh, and no matter how crazy things got in this country, Rush was always so positive and so affirming about the American experiment and that we're going to persevere because we stand for good, and that's what this country is all about.
That word right there, persevere, we must endeavor to persevere. Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. And so, Bonnie, first of all, thank you for listening to the show. Thank you for listening to Patriot Talk 920. And we're going to put you on hold, and we're going to send you – the book will officially be out in mid-June, but we're going to be sending you a copy of my brand-new book.
Great. I appreciate that. Now, when was the live remote at Tarrant Burger? I missed that part.
Well, that's a good question. Now, that is our local affiliate there, Patriot Talk 920, and they probably have something on their social media pages to give you some intel there. We'll try to find out if we can, Bonnie, and we'll let you know.
Thank you very much.
Don't hang up.
All right, God bless America.
God bless America. I like Bonnie. Hang on, Bonnie. We're gonna get your info. I like Bonnie. All right, 901-260-5926, our telephone number. It is Open Line Friday, and we will be doing some more trivia questions in the next hour of the show. Coming up, we're going to be talking to our good buddy Joe Messina from our affiliate out in Santa Clarita, California. There is some crazy stuff going down with homeless people. They're spending over $300 million a year for homeless people in Los Angeles. It's absolutely insane. Also, today is an interesting day for all of you coin collectors out there. They are now ending production of the penny. So this is it. No more pennies after today. The Wall Street Journal reporting that President Trump ordered the Treasury Department to stop producing as a cost-saving measure. You know, this is fascinating. Do you know that pennies, it's more expensive to make a penny than a penny? Did you know that? It cost almost 4 cents to make a single penny. So Trump said, what are we doing here, people? So we're going to be saving, millions and millions of dollars. They've run the numbers, $56 million we're going to save just by doing away with the penny. So there you go. That news coming out, so we'll see how all that plays out. So I guess what happens if you're paying cash and something is like $1.98, do they just round it up to $2? Is that how they're going to do it? We'll find out. All right, hang tight, everybody. We've got to take a quick break. Joe Messina from California coming up next. All right, this info is for our Houston listeners. Someone asked about this big event coming up at Trump Burger on Memorial Day, and I want to share that intel with you. So listen up, all of our Houston listeners. Patriot Talk 920, Memorial Day, that's Monday. They're going to be broadcasting live from 4 to 6 o'clock, 4 to 5 o'clock, at the Trump Burger in Kema, Texas. So there you go, a Memorial Day Kema. Show up at 4 o'clock, and you'll be able to meet the great crew over there at Patriot Talk. Any of you other fine folks out there, maybe you've got something going on in your town, give us a call. We'll give you guys a shout-out today. I'm sort of relaxed today, a little chill here on the program. By the way, Wyatt Cox from the Nevada Talk Network, he is mocking me for eating Charles chips while I'm going Maha. Well, those are diet potato chips, Wyatt. Be quiet. Stay in your lane, Wyatt Cox. Stay in your lane. I want to go right away to our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Say hello to our good friend, Joe Messina, from our awesome affiliate out in Santa Clarita, California. Joe, how's it going out there on the left coast?
It's going wonderful, but I almost lost the coffee in my mouth when you said they were diet potato chips.
They are. It's a matter of consumption, so anything under 10 is okay. It's
That's great. Okay, good.
By the way, Messina, I am somewhat envious of our affiliate out in Texas. They got something called Trump Burgers.
I know.
It's
I know.
We're living in the wrong parts of the country.
Well, I'm living in the wrong part of the country because out here, you know, we've got In-N-Out Burger, great organization here, you know, godly organization to speak of, but we don't have a Trump Burger. But if you put a Trump Burger up, I'm afraid if you put it next to, you know, like one of Elon Musk's dealerships, you may have a problem. I mean, there's still a very, very high level of Trump derangement syndrome out here. You can't even mention his name in some areas. So they really, really go nuts with it.
I was thinking about yesterday. I was on the interstate, and some guy comes roaring by in a Jaguar and had a Trump bumper sticker on the back of the car. I thought, I wonder what Joe Messina's doing.
No, then he's not really a Jaguar lover because we don't do that to our cars. I would put like a Trump sticker maybe in the window, something like that, so they can easily get off without ruining the paint.
I'm just going to say my relationship to Jesus was so much closer after riding with you in rush hour traffic in LA in your Jag. I'm just
you sound like my son. Anyway, I've never seen him kneel in a car and pray before.
Okay. I never said sweet Lord so many times. Oh, my goodness.
Well, you're not the first one I've heard that from, but go ahead.
Joe, let's talk about what's going on down in Los Angeles. And the city council there, they were considering a $5 million request to clear out 200 homeless people from the Venice boardwalk. Why don't they just send the cops down there and do it for, you know, free?
The Venice boardwalk, yeah, you're exactly right. Because they want to move them into those $1.2 million condos that they set up, or $680,000 condos that they set up for them. No, it's really interesting. I don't know if you remember Sheriff Villanueva from Los Angeles County. And they scolded him because we've got that situation here where you have L.A. City, but L.A. City sits in front of, sits inside of L.A. County. So the city wouldn't clean up the beaches. That Venice Beach has been a problem crime-wise and the homeless for years. Well, the sheriff talked to his attorneys and said, wait a minute, that's L.A. County. Why can't I clean it up? And they said, well, you can. And he went in and cleaned it up, and there was such a fuss and such a scream over it. And to your point, he did it for nothing. They're already being paid. The tax dollars are already going to keep that place clean and safe. So, yeah, they're out of control in L.A. City.
There was a council meeting the other day, and that they're looking at throwing just hundreds of millions of dollars into the homeless issue. At the same time, they're literally cutting LAPD funding. I can't believe that's going to end well.
Now, Todd, we don't want to give out misinformation. The city council, the mayor came out and said it is not true that we're cutting funding or that, you know, we're not hiring more police, fire, what have you. Well, she's kind of right because they're gonna hire or recruit 240 police officers. But originally it was a little over 480. So, you know, it's that government math again that I can't really figure out at any given point in time. But most of the cuts are going to the first responders, and that money's being it's being diverted to homeless. And, you know, I don't know if anybody really thought about this. Think about something. They're going to put these people up in anywhere from 600, the lowest number I saw was 680,000, all the way up to $1 million in these condos, these homeless condos. And I guarantee that a lot of those first responders don't even live in a home or a condo worth that much money.
Speaking of homes, what's the situation there over by Malibu where all the homes were devastated by the wildfires?
You want to talk about, there's no double speak there, Todd. It's like quadruple speak. So you saw the press, that press moment where they all said, no, we're going to do everything we can. We're going to rush these things through. We're going to go rapid fire with these permits. Last I heard, they were up to about 18 permits. That's number one. Number two is the L.A. County Health Department stepped in and said, hey, slow down. There's a lot of toxic waste. There's a lot of toxic chemicals and all that stuff. We got to figure out where it's going to go and how to get it there safely before you issue any kind of permit or anything. I've heard that the Army Corps of Engineers has stepped in and said, look, we'd be more than willing to clean this up. Basically, you're already paying us, and we'd be willing to come in and do the job we know how to do, and they've been rejected or turned down. So, Governor Newsom, he's not willing to step up and do anything. He's encouraging them to move forward as quick as they can. But there's no help there, Todd. I don't see those people truly turning dirt on a new house or to rebuild their home for 3 to 5 years out.
Golly, Joe Messina, ladies and gentlemen, on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today. Yeah, you know, I'm curious. You mentioned the sheriff who was on our Newsmax show a couple of weeks back, announcing that he had moved over to the Republican side of the aisle. Yeah. I'm sensing he's going to be running for something very soon.
I think he'll try to run for supervisor, but I got to tell you, I met him a couple times because we're very close to them, and he came out here and did something for one of the school districts. So I got to get up close and personal and talk with him. He is, he refers to himself as a JFK Democrat, and he thought the party was insane back then. And that board of supervisors actually voted to be able to remove him. Now, he's an elected official, and if the county board of supervisors, they could remove him with a two-thirds vote. And I got to tell you, tells me he was doing the right thing, very much doing the right thing. He's a good guy. And he was trying to clean up the city and the county at the same time.
Oh, what about Steve Hilton? Does he have a shot?
I don't, Todd, I'm glad you brought that up. I don't think he has a shot. His name recognition is among people like you and me and a few others that used to watch Fox. And just the mere fact that he was a Fox commentator, actually had a show on Fox, I think it's going to be detrimental to him. I don't think he's going to get any real traction with it.
Here's the thing. You and I, you were there when Steve Hilton, we were at an event, a gala together in Anaheim, and I would say there were probably 1,000, 1,500 people there at least. And when he was, I just noticed this, this is an observation, when he was introduced and he sort of gave the whole political pitch, I don't think he was not enthusiastically received. It was polite applause, but I didn't hear people jumping out of their seats.
No, it was more of a cordial, welcome to Anaheim.
Yes. Say, more than anything. Who's the British guy? Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. The guy with the British. Oh, that's cool. He's got a British accent. That's nice. So you've got him and Sheriff Bianco that's also thrown his hat in the ring. I don't think Sheriff's a good guy. The Republicans are already against him. They have pictures of him taking a knee during one of the BLM scenarios as sheriff. He claims he was just trying to tamp down the energy level, the negative energy level there. I think that's going to hurt him as well. I know you've been seeing these polls that say 70% of Californians say they would consider voting for a Republican in the governor's race, but it would have to be a Republican that was right of center and had some name recognition. We don't have anybody right now to pull that off.
No, they always haul in people from other states to run, and that has never worked. It's never made much sense to me why they would do that. Joe, what about yourself? Well, you're a righty, though. Governor Messina.
I am a righty, yeah. I mean, I'm going to fall. No, actually, I've decided to run for city council. I've been praying about it over the last year. I've been on a school board for 15 years. I've been at the front of that fight for parental rights and all of that, and I think young people need to step up, Todd. We need to teach our young people how to step up and fight and take this on. And I'm working with two or three people to do that. But, man, it is tough. People do not want to put up with the aggravation that they get when they run for school board and the personal attacks they get. And thank God Jesus didn't worry about that. Huh? He pushed right through it and made it happen.
It's true. Show doing well. By the way, the Joe Messina Show, you're still 6 to 9. Is that right, Pacific?
I am 6 to 9 Pacific time. And I'm still enjoying it. I'm still having fun with it. And I love the chagrin I get when I go to some of the speaking engagements from the left. It's all part with your little sign. Does that mean you made it big when they're out there? They put your name on a sign?
You made it big. Yeah, you're big. Yeah. And if they spell it right, you really made it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, always have a lot of fun with that.
Joe, always good hearing from you, my friend.
Hey, God bless, God. Have a great weekend and a great Memorial Day, too. And
you know, too.
Thank you to all those families that gave the ultimate, seriously.
That's it. Joe Messina, everybody. KHTS, the great radio station, hometownstation.com there in Santa Clarita, California. And Joe is as good as they get in this business. By the way, folks, you've heard the news. Newsmax has gone public on the New York Stock Exchange. They are now listed on the big board. Millions of Americans just like you are joining our news revolution. Reuters says Newsmax is now one of the top 12 news brands in America. President Trump says Newsmax is terrific. So do 40 million Americans. Our audience, by the way, growing 50% since the same time last year. Millions are making the switch to Newsmax. And if you want to be a Newsmax share owner, call your advisor or get more information at NewsmaxInvest.com. And you can stand with Newsmax today for a strong America. All right, got to take a quick break here, folks. Our number, 901-260-5926. It's Open Line Friday. All right, welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Happy to have you with us on this Open Line Friday. So there's really an interesting story out of the Lucia Marr Unified School District, where a young lady by the name of Audrey Vanderwig, a junior on the track team, addressed the student body, or rather the school board there. Let's take a listen to cut three.
My name is Audrey Vanderwig. I am a junior at AGHS High School, and I am in varsity shot put and discus thrower for our track team. I haven't had to throw against a boy on the girls' team, but if I did, it wouldn't be fair, because men and women are biologically different. The boys throw a 12-pound shot about 50 feet, while girls throw an 8-pound shot 35 feet. That's a big difference. I strongly disagree with what is going on in the girls' locker room and on the girls' track team. So much so that I change in my car for track practice because I feel way more comfortable in my car than in our own school's locker room. After coming to the last few meetings and watching teammates attack a person they don't agree with, I wanted to speak up to support my teammate and to protect women's sports. Thank you.
You know, I find it so aggravating that these young teenage girls are having to stand up and go before these adults on the school board, and there is zero interest in protecting the rights of these young ladies. And it really does show you how off kilter what we're doing in this country, where we have come from in this country to where we are now. And again, I am so excited and so encouraged by President Trump and all that he is doing, but we still have a lot of challenges. And chief among them, by the way, is what's going on in the federal judicial system, where now you have the activist judges that are trying to undo everything that President Trump is putting out there, including, by the way, this late breaking news that a federal judge has now intervened, and the federal judge appointed by Barack Hussein Obama says that President Trump has no right to ban international students from attending Harvard University. So the easy way around that is to completely defund Harvard. Not a single federal taxpayer dollar goes to Harvard. And we're talking over $6 billion with a B, $6 billion. Unbelievable. All right, let's go to the phone lines here, 901-260-5926. Our friend Pastor John in Kentucky. Hi, Pastor John. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Todd. Great show, first of all. I wanted to talk about what happened in Washington. I'm going to make this real short because I think I got a lot of people lined up. First of all, Ilhan Omar has not acknowledged their murders. So what needs to be happened is she needs to be removed from Congress, have her U.S. citizenship revoked, and she needs to be deported immediately. Anybody that's in Congress that refuses to acknowledge that, especially from the Muslim community, needs to be removed from Congress and taken, like, Rashida Tlaib. I think she's a U.S.-born citizen, so there's nothing that can be done about her being deported. And I really sincerely believe the walls of Congress Civil War was taking place in the halls of Congress. Now it's taking place in the streets. And that was an example by what happened to that beautiful Jewish couple. And I believe that everybody in the Jewish community, as well as the Messianic community, and even the conservative Christian community, need to be tactically trained and know how to draw down on their targets. And Todd, you've talked about this numerous amounts of times. Now the war has gone to the streets and on our own soil. And I just hang up and listen for your comment. And God bless you, Todd. We love you.
Pastor John, thank you. Always good hearing from you. And as always, Pastor John is spot on, ladies and gentlemen. And the reality is, and Trump understands this, and really, I would say the Republican Congress understands this. How many times have we heard members of Congress coming onto this program and saying that the enemy lives among us now? And what they mean is not just the people coming across our borders illegally, and those are very dangerous folks, but a lot of the people coming here to study at many of our taxpayer-funded universities, many of the Ivy League schools, and they are bringing this anti-American sentiment with them. And that is going to take a good generation for us to recover from, if then. So we're talking about Generation Z really being the saving grace of our country. And when you hear people talking about how exciting it is that so many young people are now getting married right out of high school or right after they graduate college, and they're starting families, they're getting jobs, buying houses. These are things that were done back in previous generations, back in the 1930s, 40s, and the 50s. But it sort of started, the change started in the 1960s, and really in the late 60s with the sexual revolution. And then we hit the 2000s, the 21st century, and, you know, our value system has gone to pot. So, yeah, it's a horrible thing that happened this week in D.C., but it's not surprising. There are a lot of very evil people, demonic people, walking the streets of our country right now. All right, hang tight, everybody. Got to take a quick break. Hour three of the Big Show coming up. Open Line Friday, a chance to win some more advanced copies of my brand new book coming up. So stick around, everybody. We'll be right back.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes. Oh,
yeah. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Memorial Day weekend edition of the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Trust you are doing well wherever you may be across America. And just a reminder, I got a message, a text message from some great folks out in Kansas, and they're all a part of the incredible group called Trail Life USA. You know, a lot of people, they were so discouraged when the Boy Scouts went belly up, and the Boy Scouts started allowing girls to join, and it's just a cultural free-for-all right now in the scouting organization. And so a lot of folks have moved over to Trail Life USA, which is an incredible church-based program. And it's a great program for boys and for their fathers. And so anyway, many of the Trail Lifers are out, and they are decorating grave sites with American flags for an advance of Memorial Day weekend. And I know that many of you are out there volunteering and doing the same thing. And we had a caller earlier in the program, I think in the first hour of the program. And the guy said, you know, it's just a reminder that Memorial Day is when we remember the ultimate sacrifice that was paid. We are honoring those who gave their lives for freedom so that you and I can hang out on the radio together today and have this conversation. And, of course, Veterans Day is when we honor all of those who served and are serving, who have served in the armed forces. So this is, and yeah, you get out there and, man, you have a great barbecue, have a cookout, and have fun with your family. But also take time to remember the sacrifice. And many of you had family members who served. They wore the uniform of this nation, and they lost their lives in battle. And we want to honor and respect those individuals and remember them this weekend. And that's what we are doing. Hey, our telephone number, write this down, 901-260-5926. That is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Let's go to Wayne in Statesville, North Carolina, kicking off this hour of the program. Hi, Wayne. What's on your mind?
Good evening, Todd. Thank you for taking my call. I really enjoy your show. I listen to you about every day. Just got a couple of questions about the big, beautiful bill. I'm 100% American, 100% plus Trump supporter. I'm hearing a lot about the no tax on tips and no tax on overtime, but I'm not hearing anything about the senior citizens no tax on Social Security.
Are you all right there, Wayne?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry.
No, it's all good. Well, it's allergy season in the South. I get that.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, and you know, Trump has always been, promises made, promises kept. So I'm just wondering what's going on with the no tax on Social Security. And for us seniors, there's a lot of us out here that, that helped put Trump in office. And surely it's not too late. If it's not in there, he can call Congress and get that put back in there, no tax on Social Security. Do you know anything about it?
We will look into that for you. There are going to be, that was a big problematic part of this bill. I think senior citizens are going to be okay in the long run. In the short term, there may be a little bit of pain here, Wayne, but we're trying to get clarification because, and that's a big question that the Senate is wrangling with right now. So let's see how it plays out. If I were you, I'd be calling your local representative and see if they can provide you with some answers. I would call your local district office, not Washington, but call your local district office where you're a member of Congress, and they might be able to help you out with that.
Yes, sir. Okay, Todd. Well, I appreciate your input and advice, and I'll take it from there, and I hope you have a great Memorial Day weekend.
Wayne,
we do honor you
do as well, and God bless you, sir. Thank you for listening. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. All right, I have a question for you, and this is a story that just really gets my goat. So there are two stories involving Christian schools. And many of you have your children enrolled in the Christian schools, and I love that. I think that's a very wise thing. If you can afford to do it, I would encourage you to do that. There is a school in Cleveland, Tennessee, called the Tennessee Christian Preparatory School, and it's a traditional Christian school. They are now facing a lawsuit from one of the children that was about to graduate. Her name is Morgan Armstrong, and the other day, she announced on social media that she is a lesbian. No, not Lebanese. She's a lesbian. And she posted a photograph of herself kissing another girl. All right. And then there was a message attached to it. And this message referred to, quote, ruthless Trump supporting Jesus mother fornicators. I tried to clean that up as best I could. And she didn't write out mother fornicator. She wrote out an abbreviation for the 13-letter word, which we can't repeat on the radio, and we would not repeat on the radio, lest we offend the good church-going ladies of Salem, Oregon, listening to us on KYKN. We don't do that here. And I don't want to be put on anybody's church prayer list for something like that. So anyway, the meteor picked up this story, and it is spreading like wildfire across Chattanooga. This is Cleveland would be considered a suburb of Chattanooga, just right down the street from another great town that I love pronouncing, Ooltewa. We have great town names in Tennessee, like Hanging Dog, Turtle Town. Great. It is Friday, folks. I'm not well today. So anyway, the media picks up this story, And there's always more to it. And you know there's more to it because here's what happened. So according to the lawsuit, she got called in. She got a letter and said, you are now suspended and you are not going to be allowed to graduate. You, lesbian child, will not be receiving a diploma from the Tennessee Christian Preparatory School. Only heterosexuals walk the stage. At least that's the allegations in the lawsuit. So anyway, it turns out, though, that the school did, in fact, send a letter to mommy and daddy of the Lebanese child. And in this letter, they said that she was being punished not for the photo of, you know, the two girls playing tonsil hockey. That's not why she was being punished. She was being punished for something she wrote. So she was being punished for calling the people at Tennessee Christian Preparatory School ruthless Trump-supporting Jesus mother fornicators. That's why she was, and it turns out, so that the kiss is not what got her in trouble. It was what she wrote, and there are rules in the student handbook saying you cannot call people at Tennessee Christian Preparatory School ruthless Trump-supporting Jesus mother fornicators. Well, not specifically that, but you get the point here. You can't be doing that.
WWJD, what would Jesus do?
So the media, they just, you know, it just aggravates me because all they had to do, and by the way, this is not a matter of not getting all the information. All the information was there. You just have to read it. But all they did, you know the media types, all they see is lesbian. And boom, it's just, that's all they see. That's all they see. So anyway, there's a lawsuit's been filed, and the school, they're like, look, we can't really comment here, but, you know, you got the letter. And you can see in the letter, it said for what she wrote. There's nothing about a photo of the two girls making out. So as the late, great Paul Harvey used to say, now you know the rest of the story. Good day. And that brings me to another item. It's a rough week for Christian schools in America. This from Atlanta. Christian school student forced to withdraw after taking transgender date to prom. This happening at North Cobb Christian School. From Atlanta News First, a high school student in Cobb County forced to change schools with just 4 weeks until graduation. Trisha Wright said her daughter Emily, a senior at North Cobb Christian School, was forced to withdraw because they later found out the prom date was a transgender boy. So I'm trying to do the math here. So does that make the transgender boy, is that a girl? It's all very confused. Quote, Trisha said, I was confused. Well, you're not the only one, honey. I was confused but relieved it was a forced withdrawal instead of expulsion. She said she feared that might happen. Really? What makes you think an evangelical Christian conservative school would have a problem with a child showing up with a transgender date for prom? Just asking. In a letter to the school's principal and headmaster, Emily's parents said the decision is not reflective of the Christian values that you claim to uphold. They also say the school made a discriminatory decision. The school chose to kick out a senior student just 4 weeks before graduation because Emily was being inclusive and kind. Well, I appreciate that. I mean, I think we all want our children to grow up to be inclusive and kind. I'd like to think that I'm a pretty inclusive guy and I'm a pretty kind-hearted guy, but I don't go out with transgender people. I'm just saying. So now the LGBT mob is targeting North Cobb Christian School here. And it just seems to me, and again, this is where the culture is coming into conflict, ladies and gentlemen. because now the churches are being forced to change their religious beliefs. You see, this is not, remember when it was, when Barack Hussein Obama, when the Supreme Court redefined what God had originally defined when it comes to marriage. And what is it that Barack Obama said? Well, this is not going to impact you at all. Let them live their lives, you live your lives. Well, we all knew that to be somewhat dubious at the time. And now we know it to be a flat-out lie, because it's not about that. And look, and hear me on this, in all seriousness, for just a moment here, folks. How you live your life, that's really between you and God. I mean, this is what makes America so great. You know, we've been talking about America greatness for all 3 hours of the show here. What makes America great is this. If you want to come to this, if you are born in America, or you want to come to this country and you're here legally, and you're gay or, you know, bi or whatever, it doesn't matter. You can be whatever you want to be here, and you can live your life. You can claim your American dream. It's none of my business. But when you start forcing that on people, well, that's when it becomes problematic. And that's where we are now. There are a lot of gay conservative people, and a lot of them listen to this radio program. A lot of them are fans of our show. And the reason why they appreciate it is because of what I just said. You do you, I'll do me. That's what America is all about. But then you've got these small but very powerful and very well-funded activist groups, and they're coming out there and saying, no, that's not accurate. You're going to believe the way we believe and the way we tell you to believe. And that's where we're at in this country right now. All right, got to take a break here. As we go to break, another trivia question for Memorial Day. And by the way, I want to encourage you to head over right away to Amazon. And we're urging a lot of folks to get Amazon. They've already ordered 2,000 copies of my new book called Star Spangled Blessings, Devotions for Patriots. So I want to encourage you to get out there and to pre-order a copy right now, Star Spangled Blessings, Devotions for Patriots. If you want to, if you win this trivia question, if you get it correct, you're going to win a signed copy of the book. Here we go. Memorial Day, known by another name. What is that name? Memorial Day, known by another name. You got to give us that name, and you will win a signed copy of my brand-new book, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stearns Show. All right. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Great to have you with us. And let's go to the phones. Full lines. Now, this is rarely has this ever happened, ladies and gentlemen, because we get just hundreds of calls. And this has happened 3 times in a row today. So this is something of an anomaly. And we're going to, Mike from Memphis, hang tight with us. Don't go anywhere, Mike. I'm going to get to you in just a moment. But I want to go to Lacey in Texas, listening to us on Patriot Talk 920. Lacey, you have called in. This is your third time.
It's a charm.
Lacey, it's good to have you with us. What part of Texas are you calling from?
Huntsville,
Texas. All right. So, you see, we have a Huntsville, Alabama. So, so Huntsville, Texas. And are you doing well, Lacey? Are you having a good Friday?
Yes, I am. Waiting for the long weekend.
Well, you and me both. I'll tell you, Lacey. Well, we're going to try to make it a little bit better. So we do have a trivia question out. We were telling folks that Memorial Day actually went by another name before it was Memorial Day. Lacey, what was the original name of Memorial Day?
Decoration Day.
Yes, that's right, Lacey. Congratulations. You are, in fact, a winner.
Thank you.
Woo. You see, Lacey, and you've taught a life lesson to the children listening to the show. Just keep on trying.
That's right. Never give up.
Never surrender. Oh, wait a second. That's Galaxy Quest. Still, anyway, Lacey, well done. And we're going to put you on hold. What station do you listen to out there?
It's Patriot Talk.
Well, good people, fine people out there, Lacey, and we appreciate you And thank you for playing along today. So hang tight there. Let's go to Mike in Memphis. Mike, we're going to get you set up as well with a signed book, but you have an interesting story about Decoration Day.
Yeah, being a native of Tennessee, after the Civil War, and specifically Shiloh, which I visited as a child with my uncles and family and everything, it's about 100 miles east of Memphis, they didn't let the Southern families who had followed the war along the trails and such, they wouldn't let them take the dead soldiers home. They did a mass grave burial in pits. And so the widows would go annually and decorate these mass graves, and that was originally the foundation of the Decoration Day. It was the widows of the Confederate soldiers going to memorialize their fallen family members.
Mike, I want you to hang tight. The computer's going to cut us off. Miss Cassie's going to get your info, but we want to bring you to our big Memphis book launch bash, and Cassie will get your info. And thank you for listening, and thanks for that great story. All right, already a lot of angst among some Republican senators about the president's one big beautiful bill. I want to go right away to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line and say hello to our good friend. He is the president and CEO of Old Glory Bank, our good friend Mike Ring. Mike, good to have you back on the show.
Oh, thanks for having me, Todd. We need to get our senators straight, don't we?
Wow. You know, I feel like I've been doing counseling for a lot of these Republican lawmakers over the past couple of weeks. I just don't understand why they don't get what Trump is trying to do here.
Amen. This is not, they got to throw the long ball. This is a short little first down we've got to get with this. We've got to do the things that the bill does, and then we can win a few more seats in the midterm, because if we don't get this passed, there ain't no future for the Republican Party.
No, there's not. It's one of these let me help you help yourself kind of moments here, because you're right. I mean, we have, you know, again, they're on a long vacation, still have so many of President Trump's executive orders to codify. And if we don't do that, if those are not codified, then the next president can come in and just wipe everything away.
Yeah, because if we don't get this bill passed and those 2017 tax reductions expire, we are going to lose. We're going to have a recession. We are going to lose the midterms. And the last 2 years of Trump's presidency will just be lame duck. And so we have got to get this passed. And I've been traveling today, Todd, so I haven't been listening to your show, but if you all haven't talked about it yet, I'd love to talk about it. The bill is 2,000 pages, and I was kind of bored this morning, so skimmed through most of it. I'd love to talk about a few provisions that I think that the mainstream media is not talking about, because there's a lot of good stuff in this bill.
Sure, absolutely. Let's just jump into it.
Great. So I hopefully folks know that finally we're going to eliminate that transfer tax on silencers. So certain firearms have a transfer tax. Silencers were incorrectly categorized, and this bill cleans it up. So I love that one. The other provision that really very few people are talking about, and this is a straight shot, right, not over the bow, right at the charitable, the tax-exempt organizations that are supporting terrorists. I call it the Harvard bill. But in this big, beautiful bill, there is a provision that the Secretary of Treasury has the authority to suspend tax-exempt status of any charitable organization that is providing support or resources to terrorist organizations. So why we need a law for this, is, I don't know, but because it shouldn't be happening, but it is. And so thankfully with this new big beautiful bill, we'll be able to take away tax-exempt status of organizations that support terror. So that's a great one. And then, of course, you've got to love the MAGA account. I mean, what a perfect name. It's the Money Accounts for Growth and Advancement, and hopefully folks have been thinking about this. But, you know, today we have the 529 plan where you can set money aside for your kids to go to college. But this one flies right into middle America, which is what Old Glory Bank is about, what you're about, Todd. And so with the MAGA account, you can set aside $5,000 away, deduct it from your income, put it into a plan, hopefully at Old Glory Bank. And then when your kids turn 18, they can start accessing it, not just go to college, which is great, but they can also use it to help with a home purchase, or equally important, starting a business. Too many things in today's world favor kids who go to college and do nothing compared to kids who go out and start businesses and employ people. So I love that one. And then the last one, and then I'll turn it back over to you, is that finally we are going to limit Medicaid and other federal benefits to illegal immigrants. Today, the language is lawfully present. So if, like, Biden is given a bunch of illegal immigrants lawful status, that all goes away under the big, beautiful bill, and you've got to actually be a legal resident to take our taxpayer money.
And the thing is, there are so many great things in this bill, and again, the Trump tax cuts is chief among them. But, you know, you've got some of these lawmakers that are just hung up on this or that. And look, I get it. And yeah, I'm a fiscal conservative as well. But when you look at everything together, you're like, this has got to be passed. This is what President Trump wants. He took a bullet in the head for the country, Mike. So he gets a pass on everything in my book.
Amen. And this is not the time to solve 80 years of overspending. This is not the bill to do it. We've got to get this one passed, win a few more seats, get the economy rolling, deregulation, keep the tax cuts and the other stuff that Trump is doing. And then let's get 60 seats in the Senate, at least 56, 57. And then let's get some more seats in the House. And then we have an opportunity to do true deficit reduction. This is not the bill. And it drives me crazy that folks are trying to blow up a great bill, not a perfect bill, but a great bill because they don't get everything they want. Like, isn't that what they call politics, Todd, to actually compromise and work with the entire team, not just yourself?
And that's the thing. It's the compromise part, you know, and that's always been a part of politics, always will be. And the fact of the matter is, as much as we love folks like Trip Roy, he's been on the show a lot, and Thomas Massie, the reality is Donald Trump is the president. I mean, it's really simple.
Yeah, listen, Todd Massie likes to make some noise, and God love him for that, but I actually don't know the size of his district, but I predict it is less people than listen to you every 5 minutes that vote for Massie. He does not get to veto and be the block to entire country bill because he doesn't like it. And also what's driving me crazy about this story, and we, I think, on our side, and folks like you are always trying, the way the Democrats are lying about this bill and somehow saying it's going to cut Medicare or it's going to cut Social Security, it's the farthest thing from the truth. It does just the opposite. It allows senior citizens to deduct, most of them, depending on your income, to deduct an additional $4,000 from your income. So it's easily a $500 to $700 savings on your taxes. And any conversation about health care in this bill is only about Medicaid, which, again, is for medical assistance for lower-income people, not senior citizens. That's Medicare. It's not touching Medicare. It's just Medicaid. And the big thing they're trying to do is all they're trying to do is make folks who are able to work a whopping 80 hours a month, not a week like you and I work, but a month. And that is the only, and as long as you do that, you're not getting any cuts in Medicaid. There, of course, is no cuts in Medicare, and the Democrats are lying to America.
Oh, no doubt about that. And I think the American people are wising up to what's really going on in the Democrat Party right now. They've got a big mess on their hands and a huge credibility issue. So, again, this is a great opportunity for Republicans, which is why we just can't blow it, Mike. We've got to stick with Trump's plan.
Yeah, amen. So the Democrats lied about Hunter's laptop. They lied about Joe Biden. They lied. But now they're telling you the truth about this bill. Don't believe them, America. Call your senator, tell him or her to support this bill and play the long game. Get past this first down and then play the long game.
That's it. We've got Mike Ring with us on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. OldGloryBank.com/Stearns is the website, folks. OldGloryBank.com/Stearns. Mike, I want you to take a few moments and let's talk about Old Glory Bank. First of all, FDIC insured, and it's backed by the full faith and credit of the U.S. government, and you guys are just crushing it right now.
Yeah, thank you for that. It's only because of great folks like you, and you were a customer before you became a partner. I'm so happy to be partnered with you, Todd, and you're so great at talking about it. But we had a real simple idea, and I'm just one small piece in this great team of folks like Secretary Carson, John Rich, Larry Elder, Sean Spicer just joined our board, and 85 brilliant team members. I'm the luckiest head coach on the planet. And we've had so much success because of folks like you. We just passed kind of a magic number. We started with $10 million in deposits in April of 2023, and in 2 years, we just crossed over $200 million in deposits. So I think we're probably the fastest growing bank ever, and it's only because of of the getting the word out and the hard work team, but it's real simple. Come for Old Glory Bank because we love what you love, but we're not grifters. We're not going to be able to get keep your business unless we give you the best product, and customer service, and that's what we do. The customer service is America. People get to know you. We have the best products. 80% of our customers come from the big banks because we're beating them and winning in the market. You can open an account in 8 minutes, and I promise you it will be the best experience. If not, reach out to me. My real email is mikering@oldglorybank.com. If anyone ever has a problem that our great customer service team can't solve, you can get to me, the CEO, and I'm 24/7.
You see, this is why I'm a big fan of yours, Mike, because I do the same thing. You know, my contact info is out there. When you go to my socials, that's all written by me. If I'm going to get in trouble for something that's on my page, I want to make sure I'm the guy that wrote it. But I love that accessibility, and it really is a great bank and great products. And I've heard nothing but great things from all of our listeners who have opened up accounts with you guys.
Well, I appreciate you being a partner, and I hope everyone has a great weekend. And if you have an extra 8 minutes and you haven't opened an account yet, shame on you. Go do it today at oldglorybank.com, please.
All right, Mike, God bless you, and we wish you and your family a great Memorial Day weekend.
Thank you.
All right.
To all of our patriots who died for this great country.
Well said. Well said. All right, Mike Ring, everybody, the CEO of Old Glory Bank. It is the bank for freedom-loving Americans. You heard Mike say this. They've got tens of thousands of customers now in all 50 states. You want to go check them out. And one of the things I love, they have an incredible app. It's super easy to download, and you're able to do all of your bank business right there in your pocket, so with your smartphone. They've got a lot of people saying, well, what about personal and business? Yeah, they got both, which is a big deal, especially if you are a conservative business owner. And here's the reason why. How many times have we done stories about conservative businesses that got debanked by the other guys? And I'm not going to name names, but you know the banks. There have been congressional hearings. Mike's testified up on Capitol Hill about how frustrating it is for conservative businesses because they've been getting canceled. Well, Old Glory Bank, they take care of small businesses and especially conservative businesses. And again, they've got cash deposits at over 88,000 stores. On the board of directors, you heard some of the names: Larry Elder, Dr. Ben Carson, John Rich. So great, great folks. A lot of people say, what about mobile check deposit? Yeah, they got that. Bill pay, the whole nine yards. Want to buy a home? They offer home loans and business loans as well. So go check them out, oldglorybank.com/starn. So they set up a special page just for our audience at oldglorybank.com/starns. All right. This has been a fun day, folks. Fast moving, too. We've got to take a quick break here. When we come back, we've got another trivia question. We're going to go ahead and throw out the trivia question. Arlington National Cemetery used to be a plantation. Who owned that plantation? Who owned the ground that is now known as Arlington National Cemetery? If you know the answer, give us a call, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Can I tell you, by the way, about our sponsor for this hour of the program, Mike Lindell? He's just got a passion, folks, to help everybody get the best sleep of their lives. And he didn't stop at just the best pillow. Mike also created the best bed sheets ever. They look and feel great, and I love them. I've got all of Mike Lindell's products in my home, and Mike is now offering for our audience, our radio audience, the best deal on his Giza Dream bed sheets, any size, any color, just $49.98. That's right. You can get queens, kings, split kings, you name it, any size, any color, just $49.98. Also, for a limited time, when you order over $100 in merch, you're going to get $100 in free digital gifts. So call right now, 1-800-839-8506. That's 1-800-839-8506. Use promo code STARNS or go to MyPillow.com. Use my promo code STARNS, and you'll be able to get these incredible Giza Dream sheets, just $49.98. We'll be right back, America. All right, welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Go check out ToddStarnScott.com. We have some great stories, including this insane story about an elderly man was wearing a MAGA hat and he got attacked. And they've arrested the woman who did it. Blue-haired, by the way. Something about those blue-haired folks. Anyway, go check out the story there, ToddStarns.com. Let's go to the phone lines and say hello to RJ, listening to us in Georgia. Hi, RJ. How are you today?
Doing well. I hope this is toll-free.
Well, well, you and me both. RJ, we're going to try to win you a book here. Arlington National Cemetery used to be a plantation. Who owned the plantation?
Well, it was called Arlington. It was owned by Robert E. Lee.
Yeah, that's right, sir. Congratulations. You are, in fact, correct. Robert E. Lee. Well done, RJ. Whoops, what happened to RJ? We just lost RJ. RJ was going to give us the backstory, but give us a holler back, RJ. Congratulations. So there you go. All right. I want to play some audio here. And this, again, goes back to what's been happening on our university campuses, and specifically Harvard, where a federal judge just stepped in a little while ago and announced that President Trump is not going to be able to stop Harvard from bringing in international students. But there is such an oppressive spirit on so many of these university campuses. Even Joe Scarborough over at MSDNC, his daughter is at the University of Virginia, and here's what he had to say about that. Cut four.
You know, my daughter at University of Virginia, she's afraid to raise her hand in class. Because if she says something that's politically incorrect, she will immediately be canceled. She'll be shunned from class. She'll be destroyed in social media by noon. So they just sit in class quiet. Now, if any of you, which camera? Give me a camera to look at. Boom! I'll look at that one. If any of you out there say, oh, that's just like a conservative, white, southern guy, da-da-da, that's what you're losing. That's what you're losing. Because that's what I heard. And I didn't hear it from Republicans. I didn't hear it from Trumpers. I heard it from Democrats over the past 3 or 4 years. Their kids were afraid to talk in class and say something unpopular because they would be canceled. And it's an epidemic. Willie will tell you it happens in New York City schools. It happens in colleges. And all of this adds up to people going, come on. Come on. This is crazy.
Well, it is crazy, but the problem is that Joe Scarborough and his side of the aisle, they're the ones that are responsible for all of this. They're the ones that created this atmosphere where people are afraid to speak their minds. Just absolutely insane, ladies and gentlemen, what's happening. And the lack of self-awareness from people like Joe Scarborough, they just don't get it. And that is really unfortunate. But Donald Trump is trying to fix that. And again, these universities ought to be a place where people can talk about issues, whether they agree or disagree. You can have the debate. You can have those conversations and not be penalized. And for decades now, conservative kids have been penalized because of that. And now they're coming after the Jews. They're coming after the Christians. You better pay attention here, folks. But again, this is why President Trump is in the fight, because he believes America is worth fighting for. And that's what we try to do on this radio program every single day. Now, again, folks, we need your help. We want you to get a copy of Star Spangled Blessings. And this is our vehicle, our way of sharing that information with you every single day. And we really want as many of you as possible to get a pre-ordered copy. And the reason why is because of printing delays. It's really been impacting the entire publishing world. And so we want to make sure that there are enough books printed on launch day so that we don't sell out. That's what happened a year before last, when Twilight's Last Gleaming came out. We literally sold out of every book on day one. So we're trying to stop that from happening again by getting as many people as possible to pre-order. And you can do that by going right away to your favorite bookstore. All right, folks, it has been a great, great day. I want to thank Parker and the lovely Miss Cassie. Folks, get out there, have a good one, and whatever you do, be sure to go to church this weekend.